Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Grab Bag!
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including the Boston Celtics in action tonight, taking on the Miami Heat. At last check, Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, Jason Tatum, Derek White, all questionable.
Nice.
For the tilt.
Get excited.
Porzingis still got that non-COVID illness. Whatever the hell is going on there?
Yeah, non-COVID. He called it a viral illness the other day.
He's probably walking around barefoot. Matt Collins.
Maybe he should do that. Toughen up the immune system a little bit.
Yeah, I wonder if Matt Collins is one of those guys that like never gets sick. Like all these things might work really well for him.
That's a good point.
Not enough people are doing the things that he's doing.
Never washes his hands. Never uses hand sanitizer. Doesn't wear shoes.
No, he said he washes his hands more than normal people because he doesn't use utensils to eat food.
That also makes sense.
Oh, yeah. So he's worried about that, but he's not worried about his feet? I feel like your feet are going to be filthy.
Who wants to wear foot prisons on their toes?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, he's got you there. Yeah, but maybe...
Where does he stand on the vaccine?
Maybe Porzingis, I shudder to ask. First question on Patriots Friday. Maybe Porzingis needs to toughen up a little bit. Maybe go no Tootsies.
But it is big Celtics tilt tonight versus their rival. Who is their rival right now? Do you got one?
Celtics rival? Don't you just go Lakers by default? No?
Well, yeah, I mean, historically it is, but like right now...
Oh, like in the East, that Cleveland?
Because like I don't think the Bruins rivals the Canadians, really. I mean, it is,
right,
but it isn't.
Right, their traditional rival is the Canadians, but right now it's probably like Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely Florida.
It would have been Miami recent vintage for the Celtics, but not
really
anymore.
They don't have one.
Butler's gone.
Yeah.
I get kind of Cleveland.
The Warriors.
New York.
Curry and Kerr. Yeah, they don't really have one.
Yeah, they don't. That's weird. They don't.
I'm a genie in a
grab bag.
Baby, come on and let me out.
We hit on this briefly, but Bill Belichick apparently has told everybody down in North Carolina, like, if you're going to email me any kind of correspondence, can you please CC my girlfriend, my 24-year-old girlfriend?
Yeah.
So she can kind of oversee all this stuff. What is happening? Is he being kidnapped? Something's up.
You think he doesn't have a smartphone?
Could be that.
Sans smartphone?
Maybe. Right. He might miss some things.
Yeah, right. Like, or have you ever, your grandma doesn't know how to work her email or something like that? Is there some of that going on with Bill? Like, I don't understand this. How do I check my email?
Get emails.
Exactly.
Doesn't do emails.
I mean, the whole thing. She's in the middle of everything. She's CC'd on his emails. Yeah. And now, by the way, it's not clear yet if she's CC'd on all the emails or just the ones related to social media. My guess is it's all of them. That was the inference from the North Carolina reporter. The reason we're getting this is because Bill took a job at a state university.
Yeah.
So you're being paid by the taxpayers down there. And so you can
get the North Carolina payroll.
You can get access to all his information. Great question. I don't know. Indirectly, for sure. Directly, I don't know. She also is supposedly the reason, or part of the reason, that this Hard Knocks at UNC got screwed up, because she wanted like such a role in the whole thing. So yeah, I mean, I don't know if Bill wants her doing this, if she's forcing her way in, and he's like, just to quiet her down, he's like, fine, you can be CC'd on all my emails. Like, I have no idea why. But again, I will say it. It's sad. Yeah. It's pathetic. And no one was forecasting this when Bill got fired in New England. No one was
forecasting this. Like, 10 years ago, thinking what the post-playing coaching careers would be for, say, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, and Bill Belichick, and trying to guess what it might be. Gronk's, honestly, is probably lined up with what we thought. Like,
yeah, that's about right.
Hey, go on and do some TV, do some podcasts, maybe try wrestling. That's not going to work. Maybe try movies. That's not going to work. But whatever, just be sort of himself. Brady, you know, maybe even owning a team. Not that crazy of a leap.
Brady's is like kind of closer to what we expected.
Yeah. Then we're like, hey, what if Bill gets a 24-year-old girlfriend and coaches a basketball school college team?
If I told you 10 years ago Bill was going to coach a mid-tier ACC job at a basketball school and date a child, I think that would have shocked everybody. And she's 24 years old.
Yeah, young gun.
Reading all his emails and screwing up Hard Knocks for UNC. Oh. Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Every day.
New England Revolution in action tomorrow against New York City. I'm not sure if it's their rival or not, but big tilt tomorrow for the Revs, trying to get on the board, literally.
NYCFC, you think that's their rival?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Or is it the Red Bulls?
Probably the Red Bulls.
Yeah,
probably the Red Bulls.
The New York, New Jersey Metro Stars.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah.
EA grab bag. It's in the game.
All right, let the listener be the judge here.
Okay.
We know the last time we talked with Bruins insider Andrew Raycroft didn't go great. Maybe went worse than even we realized, because we never heard from him again.
No, it seemed, on our end, it seemed like it went just fine.
I thought it was actually pretty good.
That's not the way that it was received on the other end.
I thought it was decent. Apparently, it wasn't decent. And so anyway, he changed programs, and he went on now with Hart and Fitzy and Ted Johnson in the afternoons. Here's how the appearance ended yesterday, and you tell me, will this be his last appearance with them?
I caught some of this live.
Oh, you did?
I didn't stick around for the end, unfortunately.
Well, that's on you.
But, okay.
Let's hear how this goes, and you be the judge. I'm not trying to lead the witness at all. I want to hear how this goes.
Time. He's Andrew Razor Raycroft. We appreciate you joining us today, as you do each and every Thursday at 4:30. So have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Thanks, Razor.
All right, see ya.
Was he holding in a fart?
Did he let out a fart?
What was that? It was a long delay and then like a real kind of sad bite.
Can I just hear the tail end of that again?
Just the end of that.
Bye.
Thanks, Razor.
All right, tip.
Huh.
Honestly, that's the first time I've heard it. That's less animosity than I was hoping for.
I'm asking the question.
I was hoping for an angry bye click. That was just kind of, it sounded like he
But broke. It was like a layout, like a long lay, like a delay and then a bye. I don't know. Maybe
his phone cut out?
Maybe they're best buds.
One more time. Did the phone cut out?
Thanks, Razor.
All right, tip.
I don't know. I don't know. Everybody can have their own opinion on that.
What do you think? We'll be back next week.
Maybe with Arcan.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Wah-wah. 93.7 Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
Gardner Minshew signed by the Kansas City Chiefs. So if Patrick Mahomes sits week 18 like he normally does to make, you know, they've already clinched the spot in the playoffs, maybe even home field, it'll be the shoe. Pretty good backup quarterback.
Tell me you don't like Gardner Minshew
in
Kansas. I love that.
He probably goes barefoot.
I could see that.
Or cowboy boots. Yes. It's one of the two.
Steel toe.
Yeah, I could
see that. They brought in Zappy too.
Hey, baby. You want to come take a ride with the Mississippi Mud Flat?
Sure do.
Yeah.
Who say no to that?
Who wouldn't want to?
I don't know. Every day that
I'm in making grab bag.
De'Aaron Fox, done for the year, has to get surgery on his pinky. The pinky injury. Think of that.
It's It's a Spurs team that I thought could make a run to the playoffs.
Nah,
we started complimenting Wemby, and then they lose him, and now a few weeks later they lose Fox. Feels like they're shutting down. Yeah.
Real men of grab bag. Real men of grab bag.
College basketball tournaments, conference tournaments, Jones, are rolling right along. We got the Big Ten going on in here. Looks like Michigan State pulling away from Oregon. I don't think they've ruled out Cooper Flagg for the semis, but they're like unlikely he's going to be back. Right?
Did they
rule him out?
Well, I think they basically did. John Shire said there's no point in him playing in the ACC tournament.
Well, there really isn't.
Yeah. So I unless you want to like the top overall seed, which I think is pretty meaningless. Yeah. I don't think he's going to play in the ACC tournament.
But SEC quarterfinals, Big Ten quarterfinals going on, and Big East tonight semifinal. Rick Pitino and St. John's taking on Marquette at 6:30. That could be a good one.
I think Pitino is a great coach in college. Like, I mean, I know Celtics fans don't like him, but he's a great coach in college. I think if nothing else, it's just good to have him in the tournament, just to root against, have more people you recognize, have St. John's, when I say have him in the tournament, have St. John's be a good team and a talker and a high seed. I think that's good, if nothing else, just to root against.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Weekend box office, Jones. A couple of movies that are coming out that could be on people's radar is Novocaine, which is getting good reviews. It's like an action comedy. Jack Quaid plays a character that can't feel pain. Could be pretty good. In Black Bag, the latest Steven Soderbergh movie with Kate Blanchett and Michael Fassbender.
Grab bag? Like
Black Bag.
Oh, okay, got it.
Did I say grab bag?
No.
Black Bag with those two. Pierce Brosnan is also in it. That's like a spy thriller. And on Netflix, early candidate for what could be the worst movie of 2025.
Oh, no.
According to, I haven't seen it yet. The movie called The Electric State, directed by the Russo brothers, who when they do MCU movies are great. When they do non-MCU movies, less great. This movie stars Millie Bobby Brown and Chris Pratt.
Oh, wait, I have seen headlines. I didn't realize that's the name of it. I've seen headlines about this, though.
This movie costs $320 million.
Oh,
and it's on Netflix. And the last I saw on Roddy T's, it was 18%.
Yikes.
By the critics.
What was the...
I will still watch it.
What's the feedback on your Mickey 17 movie that sounded good, but bad box office last weekend,
yeah,
right?
$19 million on the box office.
And that's not that big of a budget, but that's a big budget, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty big budget. Oh, huge budget, like $120 million.
Yeah.
And it was the guy who directed Parasite and Snowpiercer. The reviews are a little bit more mixed. I think the
reviews are better, but just box office
like
didn't do great.
High 70s for like critic and audience score. So like I think it's a decent enough movie. I guess Robert Pattinson's really good, but yeah, it didn't make the money that they were expecting it to.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from last night. Damian Lillard, 22 points, 6 rebounds, 10 assists for Milwaukee. His teammate, Brooke Lopez, 23 points, 4 boards, 5 assists. Cade Cunningham, the all-star for Detroit, 38 points, 10 assists. Paolo Banchero, 34-11 for Orlando. And Luka Doncic, although in a loss, 45 points, 11 rebounds.
They got smoked.
They lost by 20 to the
defensively
Bucks.
Without LeBron, they did not look good whatsoever. Look, the Bucks beat the Lakers. I'll go with Cade Cunningham. I think that's the right pick for the player of the night.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, guys, we're going with a starting pitcher today on the random baseball player. This gentleman played for four teams across a 8-year major league career.
It's quick.
Got burned hot.
Four teams in 8 years?
Four teams, a one-time All-Star.
Okay.
He pitched for the Braves, Tigers, Orioles, Rockies.
Oh.
Braves, Tigers, Orioles, Rockies.
No, this guy had a long, not like Denny Nagel. This guy had a longer career than that.
Not Denny Nagel. He finished third in the Rookie of the Year voting.
What year?
And then that was in 08. Oh. He was an All-Star in 2011. And then his last game pitched, 2014.
We've had Kevin Millwood before. It's not Kevin Millwood.
It's not Kevin Millwood. He played for 20 years.
Give me the teams again.
Played for the Braves, Tigers, Orioles, Rockies. Right-handed starting pitcher. One-time All-Star.
Oh, you did say right-handed starting
he
pitcher.
He had a career-high 14 wins in 09.
With?
Braves. All-Star year was actually 11, where he went 13-6 with a 2.96 ERA.
With?
Braves.
Yeah,
most of the time with the Braves.
Braves.
Came up with Detroit. Then went to the Braves. Then went to Baltimore. Then went to Colorado. 3.72 career ERA. 53 career wins.
I've been terrible at this lately. Mm-hmm. I haven't had anything in a while.
This is a more modern day guy. Did make $10 million. That's nothing to sneeze at. Hopefully invested well.
That's good.
Invested well.
Yeah.
You put that all down on GameStop a few years ago?
Yeah.
God, might have been a billionaire.
Let your money work for you.
That's right.
That'll get you somewhere.
Some good investments. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
do we got?
I got no guesses?
I got
nothing.
Text line and Twitch has it. So if you want to peek, they already have it.
Come on.
If you want more guesses.
I played
pretty recently.
I'm peaking. Oh, I wouldn't have got this. I recognized the name right away. Jair Jurgens.
He got it. The Red Sox win.
Jair Jurgens.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Jair Jurgens.
Thank God I didn't say Ubaldo because I was going to say Ubaldo.
Jair Jurgens.
Jurgens. So
he was good. I had it
in
fantasy.
I was not getting that, but the second I saw the name, I'm like, oh, okay, it's this guy. It's also in the Twitch chat like 18 million times.
Jurgens.
Text line got it as well.
Jurgens.
Ooh, Kent Merker, good guess. I was thinking Mike Hampton, too. Another good guess.
Do you think a name in your
kid, timing was off.
Jair at all?
It crossed my mind.
Jair Jurgens.
Yeah.
Jair Jones.
Jair Jurgens Jones.
Jair Jurgens Jones.
Jurgens Jones, yeah.
His middle name is Francois.
No, is that all right? Where's he from? What's the nationality?
He is from Curacao.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
How do you like it?
How about that? You know what? I brag.
Yep.
Been to Curacao.
No way.
Yes.
Would you get lost? How'd you get there?
I went there. Went down to the ABC Islands, yeah.
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I did a lot of Jair Jurgens talk when we were down there.
I would assume.
I talk your ear off.
Ozzie Albies?
Yeah.
Who else they got down there?
Andrew Jones? No, Andrew Jones.
No, I don't think so.
Not Curacao?
No, you're right. Andrew Jones.
Thank you.
Kenley Jansen?
How could we forget?
Jerks
Rob Profar?
Somewhere Rob Bradford's screaming at his radio right now going,
come on! You forgot about Kenley!
Jerks and Profar. Jonathan Scoop.
Scope.
Andrelton Simons.
Yeah.
Jared Churchins. Randall Simon. God, they could have had a hell of a team.
Put that team in the World Baseball Classic.
Seidon Rafaela.
Should have got him.
Should have gotten Seidon Rafaela.
Boy, I'm sorry I asked.
Wow.
So there you go. Random baseball player of the day every day.
It was random.
In the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. You can get all your phone calls in line for WEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. Yeah, got heart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we have our clip du jour next.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.